kiss my lover brings. She and I love her.
Hi there, welcome to The Yard's Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach, and this is Liverpool Calling. Tonight's show will feature music of the Beatles. Some of tonight's music will be played by the Beatles themselves, and I will also sing various renditions of Beatles songs played by other artists. The inspiration for tonight's show is my trip overseas this past summer, in which I visited Liverpool for 5 days. It was an amazing experience. I went to the Cavern Club. I went to the Beatles Museum. I stayed at a Hard Day's Night hotel. Amazing. It was just an amazing 4 days and five nights. The Beatles, who were an English rock band formed in Liverpool in 1960, although it probably seems a lot longer, the Beatles only remained together as a band for 10 years, breaking up in 1970. The Beatles were regarded as the most influential band of all time and were integral to the development of 1960s counterculture. While the band was rooted in skiffle beat 1950s rock and roll sound, they would go on to explore and experiment with harder rock sounds as well as folk, Indian, psychedelic, and hard rock. The Beatles started off with the name The Quarrymen and within a couple of years had changed their name to The Beatles, and the majority of their songs are credited as Lennon and McCartney songs. Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison had been together since 1958, and it would be 4 years later Ringo Starr would join the band. As an amateur band, they met Brian Epstein, and Epstein was the catalyst who helped to mold them into a professional rock band. In 1964, the Beatles became international stars who were leading the force in Britain's culture resurgence and inspiring the British invasion into the USA. Epstein, along with the band's producer, George Martin, helped to guide and develop their recordings, which helped to expand their success at home in the UK into the USA. This led to their first hit in 1962. Here is that song now, Love. So that by 1963, their popularity in the United Kingdom had reached levels of Beatlemania. This was a term that adopted to describe the scenes of adulation of young girls crying and in fits of screaming and hysteria, which could be heard at both concert travels, scenes at airports. It was really quite incredible. Although I was a young child growing up, I certainly heard a lot about it. Following the hit Love Me Do in 1962 led to a very successful year, and their popularity grew even more with their singles Please Please Me, From Me Too, and She Loves You. So now, here is the third in that list of three, a song that made those young girls scream even louder. Here, She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah.
By 1964, the Beatles made their film debut with the musical comedy film A Hard Day's Night. When I was in Liverpool in July, I stayed at a Hard Day's Night hotel. It was amazing. It was like staying in an art gallery. Above my bed, I had a painting of George Harrison and John Lennon. And in the morning, leave for the day, I would watch for the housekeeping staff who were cleaning other rooms and peek in to see what paintings were in those rooms. As a result, I was able to get several very cool photos of the various rooms in this hotel. And when I was in London, I did the Abbey Road tour. And on that tour, we went to various locations where scenes of A Hard Day's Night were filmed. So now, from that 1964 soundtrack, here we have the track A Hard Day's Night.
It's been a money to buy a thing, and it's worth
Following the recording of this soundtrack, the Beatles started to spend more time in the studios and finding their concert tours to be quite challenging. By 1966, the band had started to retire from live performances, during which time they also started to produce more sophisticated albums, which led to the recording and production of Rubber Soul in 1965, Revolver in 1966, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in 1967. And now, after a hard day's night in 1964, I have a song from Rubber Soul. This album was the second Beatles LP to contain only original material, and the tune that we have for you is Norwegian Wood. So now, off Revolver, the Beatles' seventh studio album, here we have a song that was also released as one of their singles, Eleanor Rigby.
At the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. At him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care for all lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Dated June 18, 1967, Richard Goldstein wrote his review of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album with the headline, "We Still Need the Beatles, But For the recording of this album, the Beatles spent 4 months and $100,000. Right up to the album cover, the Beatles oversaw every aspect of the making of this album. The album cover, which consisted of a mind-blowing collage of famous and obscure people, plants, and artifacts, the cover is a work of art. So now, off that album, I have two songs. First, we have She's Leaving Home, followed by the title track, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Here it is now.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped they more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly the back door key, stepping outside she is free.
We gave her most of our lives, sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could.
She's leaving home after being alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?"
We never thought of ourselves, or a thought of ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get
home. She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she's far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong? We didn't know it was wrong. Fun is the one thing that money
could. One thing inside the world was always denied for so many years.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90, and we've been changing the sound of Radio Burnaby ever since.
The Beatles released their sixth studio album, Rubber Soul, in 1965. 40 years later, a group of singers and producers got together in 2005 to produce a compilation CD, This Bird Has Flown. Off that CD, we have Canadian band Cowboy Junkies with Run For Your Life. Have a listen. Throughout their 10 years together as a band, the Beatles starred in 5 musical films. This is a song from their second soundtrack, released in 1965, Help. Here we have the title track.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please.
Released their seventh studio album, Revolver. Similar to the Rubber Soul album release anniversary, in 1998, they brought together a group of singers and actors to produce the CD In My Life, the music of the Beatles. Off that CD, we have Celine Dion with Here, There, and Everywhere.
My love to be here.